What's up, A? Welcome to What's Up, A. It's the weekly show with one Andrea Allen. We talk about how her work week is going, and then we quickly cut her off and get into her personal life. Now, today we have a special guest, one Dustin, Andrea's perhaps boyfriend, perhaps future husband. I don't know yet, and we're all going to find out together. First of all, Hamda, how are you?
I'm all right. I got a lot of catcalls today on my bike.
Congrats.
Yeah. Can I tell you about one of them?
Yeah, but you name your bike, don't you?
Daisy.
Okay. Yeah. What if it's for Daisy?
Oh, you're right. You're right. Why don't I tell you what it is and then you guys decide.
Hot bike! That's a full frame.
Was it you?
Well.
That's sick.
I like what I like.
This guy driving next to me was like, hey, you're not even sweating.
Oh, that's nice.
And I'm like, you're that close that you could see that I'm not sweating. He goes, you look good, though. And I'm like, well, that's problematic. Nobody likes a though in one of those sentences. Mm-hmm. And so I just kept going. But I'm just like.
But did he say, but my shorts are sweating?
Oh, yeah. I wonder if like when I get up, the back of my ass is just wet.
No, I meant the guy's pre-coming. Andrea, how are you?
Good. Pre-coming right now.
Any cat calls this week?
Oh, yeah, always, but nothing of note, you know?
Okay. Dustin, you make any cat calls of note?
But mainly in her. She doesn't listen to them, though. So.
She's trained now.
She just cups her ears.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just wanted to bring that up because I'm so proud when I don't sweat while I work out that I have to share that with everybody. Right. So he was right to point it out, I think.
I found out that my landlord, it got to the point where, you know what, I think they knew. I'm quite sure they knew that I had two dogs, but they're like, this is too much. You have to get rid of the dogs. And that's silly. I don't care what the rules are. This is what I decided to do. I'm going to do it. And so they said, well, then your lease is going to be up. So we actually looked at a place that we like today. And maybe we'll figure out breaking the lease or get a sublet, what have you. And then I show Hemda the place that we like. And it's literally two blocks away from her place.
Meanwhile, he's like, is it okay that I move there?
Now.
No, it's my neighborhood. I live in the cool neighborhood.
Right. You don't know, though. You know, maybe you have your park where you do yoga. I know where you do yoga now. You know, we're walking around the area and we're like, okay, so there's the dog park, but it's all dirt as opposed to, you know, I have to give him a bath after each time. But this new place has a washer and dryer. I can throw the dogs in there.
Sure.
And then there's
two dog parks by there anyway.
Oh, really? Okay, then maybe I like the other one better. Because the one I saw, it has a water fountain with a homeless man was washing his naked body.
That might have been the guy that lives in that Dunkin' Donuts that's by you.
Okay. I know that guy.
You know that guy?
With the laptop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Always. He takes up like almost two seats, but he only can fit in one.
Yeah, you're like, do you own this place? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I can't disrespect you.
He's got the permanent seat. As soon as you walk in, he's like right on the left and the far left. Yep.
But my wife is going to fill out the no cost application. And we're going to see what happens. Washer and dryer.
Wow.
A dishwasher.
Wow. Are you the king now?
And I'll tell you what.
Dishwasher. Oh my God. I'm coming over to do my dishes.
I know, right? I'll just take the studio dishes in a bag.
Oh, I was thinking the actual Long Island, the city. Not Long Island City. And ice cube. Give her outer.
Oh, no.
In the freezer.
Shit.
You're pimping. Did I just say that? Ew, I've never said that before in my life.
You're so pimping, Keith.
It's high class life.
I'm excited. I understand it's very close to the creek and the cave.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which I also understand is how you two lovebirds met.
Yes, that is correct.
That is very
correct. And there's a great flea market by you, but I don't know how many socks they sell. But it's every Saturday and Sunday on the weekend.
Okay. Looks like the our work hours just changed, everybody.
There's socks to be bought.
And I'm going to know why Keith is late for work because I know which train he's taking. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, Keith, the 7's not working. You better start walking.
So was it your first date or the first time you guys met was at the creek in the cave and you saw a man fall down the stairs?
That was our first date. We met there also, but Dustin asked me to go to an open mic because he doesn't have the balls to just ask a woman on a date.
Because you know that's what she's into. Right.
Oh yeah, definitely. I was like,
do you want to go to work? Because if you're gonna, I'll go with you.
Well, I was like, you should perform for me. That would be great.
Right. It's not like she would go outside of work. Like, no, I got to go to an open mic. Hey, that's where I'm going, right. Date.
He knows how to work the system. Works if you work it, ladies. But we were supposed to meet at an 11 mic. which is always like closer to 11:30 because
this is PM, of course.
Yes, because there is a podcast recorded there. So Dustin, you got there at like what?
I got there at 11.
And I was there at 11:45, just like, ooh, hey.
Wait a minute. Sorry. Did you say you were going to meet at 11?
I said 11:30.
I'm pretty sure we said at the...
And I was like, it's going to be late. Don't you dare.
You didn't say that probably until after I had already left.
Sure, that's true.
He's walking away. It's going to be late. It's
probably going to be late. But he waited patiently, as he always does. I'm always late. And
is she always late?
Every time.
Is it offensive or is it, it's worth it, I guess?
At this point, yes, it's worth it. I remember there was one time I waited in Bushwick.
Oh, it's the worst.
I waited in Williamsburg for 3 hours.
Oh, God.
Because.
Yeah. I've never waited for anything for 3 hours. No, I wouldn't wait for this new apartment for three
hours. You've never dated Andrea Allen. It's 3 hours good, baby. I remember I was leaving.
My wedding wasn't even 3 hours.
I know. I was late for that.
I was stuck in the back.
Yes. I was with these delinquents, so obviously.
That Dunkin' Donuts trip. Let me tell you something. We were so on time. We happened to stop at Dunkin'. Somebody had to pee, and I bet it was this asshole.
I think
asshole.
It was me. Yeah, probably.
And then everyone's going on a Dunkin' Donuts line, which you would think, what can you possibly get? A coffee that's already brewed and a donut that's already made. No, everyone turns it into a big to-do. All
breakfast
of a sudden,
sandwiches, probably me. Yeah.
We're going to a wedding. Just get in the goddamn car again, and all of a sudden.
If only I had food and drinks.
I know.
These assholes.
That's really weird that you didn't, Keith.
Yeah, I should have paid extra.
Right. This is okay. So you were already there. We were this amount of late, which is the worst amount of late you could be at a wedding. Your wife was just about to go down the aisle, and all of us were like, no, hold on. Wait, there's still us. Right. And we snuck in.
We army crawled onto the, seats.
Everybody was coming in, the groomsmen and women, two by two. Mm-hmm. And then they came in two by two and took their seats.
We blended.
Yes. We're great improvisers.
We squished in a car together and came up.
We're the worst.
We should be happy we're here. This was far.
We were great. I tore up the dance floor.
Yes,
I'm worth the wait.
Yes.
Always worth the wait.
Do you ever say to her, like, 3 hours, Andrew? Jesus.
I bring it up every once in a while. I'm just like, hey, you know, I wait a lot for you.
Oh, yeah. Do you? I doubt it.
Jesus. I picture, and I only met you once or twice before. Mm-hmm. I picture you always have a natural smile on your face. So is it hard for her to be scared of you, for lack of a better word, to take you serious?
Probably. I don't think she gets
Andrea,
much.
Andrea, I mean it. You're starting to be disrespectful.
I really appreciate it. I don't know. Maybe if you showed up on time.
Noted, and we'll see.
Is it sexy to fuck the devil?
Which one are you talking to? There's no way Dustin's just like an innocent bystander.
I don't know.
He's got to like something about this terrifying personality.
Whatever draws him to her is dark.
So you're at the, how did she do at the open mic, by the way?
I don't know. I left during her set.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. He left during my set. That was the first time we met, and we spoke on the train.
Why did you leave during her set?
This is the first time that we met, not our first date. So the first time we met, he left the open mic, and I saw him and his friends at the train, and I started talking to all of them, mostly just lobbying to try to talk to Dustin.
Aww.
And I was like, hey, why don't you add me on Facebook, you know?
Yeah.
And then he did, and then he asked me to go.
You know, nowadays, sweet nothings.
Yeah.
Well, I sent you a friend request, and then you deleted it.
What kind of laugh is this?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
What's going on?
I didn't recognize him. He looks very young in his profile. I mean, he looks young in real life, but he looks very young in his profile picture. And I was like, who's this fucking blonde Virginia? Because he's from Virginia. So I was like, I don't know this. And we didn't have a lot of mutual friends. So I just deleted it. And then I was like, oh my God, that was that cute boy. And I was like looking, cute man, I'm sorry. And I was.
You touched my arm like you were my mother.
I'm
like,
so sorry. I don't know. I'm sorry. I was looking for him on Facebook. He didn't add me for like a week or so, and I was looking for him and I couldn't find him because we didn't have a lot of mutual friends, so I just sort of gave up. He added me, I deleted it, realized what I had done, friend requested him, and then I slid into the DMs, which is you know, lingo for being like, hey, what's going on? I'm sorry I deleted you. Ha ha. You know.
Now once you get this slid into the DMs, mm-hmm. you just start jacking off, right? You know this is good news.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I was jacking off when you sent me the message. I was like, what a happy coincidence right there.
Is my phone on? Is the camera?
Does she know? And then you asked me to go to an open mic, and before it started, this guy, this like, I think he is a vet and he has PTSD of some sort. He's a nice guy, but he's not all there mentally. And he was at the creek a lot and he was drinking pretty heavily. He comes to the mics and he fell. The creek in the cave has a set of stairs that goes to the basement. He fell from the top of the stairs. Oof. He didn't tumble along the stairs on the way. No. He fell from top to bottom.
Whoa.
Just like,
skipping
one steps. Yeah, he flew through the air and he landed on the ground and everyone was just like, oh my god, he was laying there, he wasn't moving.
Oh my god.
And I'm like, oh my god, this guy might legitimately be dead. And wait, I'm a on second. A date right now.
Now what is it?
And I'm on a date right now.
Now, right, is it that the 911's gonna ruin the vibe, or is it that, like, why is who this isn't an Andrea I know? The Andrea what? I know burst out laughing like an asshole.
Well, I was trying to keep it cool. I didn't want to show him okay. that I was this monster.
That was the problem with her being on a date. She couldn't laugh.
Sure, right. Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm yeah. trying not to laugh like crazy.
Nah,
but
really,
also,
for real?
But also, he did look like he might be dead.
Should we call somebody?
Yes. But Louis Jacob, there were a bunch of comedians there who were like going around him and kind of like lifting his body. And I'm like, don't.
Why they touch
him? I don't know, touch him his neck. And then
they're all heroes. They're just grabbing a leg and
yeah,
pulling
sure.
it.
Sure. And then he finally came to, but we were both looking at each other and I was like, they were like, do you want to start the mic? And they started the mic and I'm like,
what?
I'm not. No, we're not going to.
Why is no one calling someone?
Well, the guy stood up.
Stage time is stage time. Sure. There's nothing exactly. more important. If you ask any professional comedian, they will tell you the number one rule is stage time.
Yeah, exactly. At the cost of a man's life, we should do it to honor this man.
They
definitely.
Say you perform mm-hmm. anywhere you could, a salad bar, mm-hmm. a guy that next to a guy that fell down the steps and might be dead.
He would have wanted it.
Right.
Oh, now you can perform at Keith's place because he's got a laundromat.
Right?
That's right.
By his dishwasher in the dog park.
I'll try not to let the rumbling ice bother you, but we do like our drinks fresh.
Yes. So then I kind of looked at you and was like, do you want to go somewhere else? I think is how I phrase it. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, that's exactly. You were like, you want to, do you feel like doing comedy? Mm-hmm. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
Let's go. And we went to that diner.
Yeah, right by your neighborhood and soon to be your neighborhood. Oh. Keith,
do you do stand up too, Dustin?
I used to. That was kind of a bluff going that night. Mm-hmm. I've been doing more improv and sketch comedy for the past couple of years.
Okay.
Oh, so you really didn't want to go on stage?
No, yeah, that was the truth was I didn't have
you
any.
You pushed the guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was like, I need a way out right now. I knew his buttons and I pushed them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. The first time she hangs up on you and calls back laughing, what's that about?
Oh, I love it. I personally think it's hilarious.
Thank you.
She was saying that you guys will be talking, so just hang up.
Yeah.
That is funny.
It's very funny.
My wife still does it. I love it.
Uh-huh. Keith, millennials don't hang up like that.
Oh, like this?
You mimed an old school hang up.
Ring!
Yeah, we put it down, then we have to flip it back over to actually turn it off.
Well, actually, you're wrong. It is how millennials do. I'm making, of course, you know, the three fingers together and the pinky and the thumb out. You guys have these gloves, and the speaker is the thumb.
Oh,
and the
yeah.
talking is the pinky. This mm-hmm. actually any of these stuck up sketch people that tell you, is that how you hold the phone? Yeah, I was ahead of my time. That is how you hold the phone,
that's
these weirdos.
True. Stuck up sketch people, the worst. Ugh. Sleeping next to one every night.
When you're, by the way, earlier today we were doing Ian Lees is over here and he's doing his show, mm-hmm. you know, his show from England, but from here. And Andrea happens to be on it. Ann Cowger's on it. And you were early and you're in the next room. In the next room is video. You can see all the video cameras on at mm-hmm. once. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you masturbate to Andrea? Because you know she can't come in and catch you.
That's true. It's the perfect crime. But
you'll see her get up. Now, there's a little delay, but you can tell when a sentence is wrapping up.
And I don't allow him to masturbate, so that is, finally he's free to do that.
It's so funny. It seems like Keith's favorite thing is knowing when exactly people masturbate. Now, do you masturbate before or after she's on mic?
The relationship is new, so I'm curious.
I only allow him to masturbate to me and within certain hours. And
I have to be a certain distance to you, you know.
Sure, you can smell my pheromones.
And you have to be fucking me. That's what I call masturbating.
Sure, exactly. Anything else? Outside of that, no thank you.
That's what a lot of guys should call masturbating. Mm-hmm.
Now Andrea quit drinking, so when she quit drinking, she got nervous she wouldn't be able to get into sober sex.
Very interesting.
3 years.
That's very interesting. No, she's doing pretty good.
Okay, good.
Pretty good. Fuck out of here.
Yeah. Hey.
Don't you dare pat me on the back like I have a participation trophy in fucking. You know I'm the best. You know.
See, this is why I don't give you compliments on it.
You know I'm
You do
the
give
best.
Me compliments no, on it.
Was he able to last the first time with you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good
yeah.
for you.
Pretty good. Yeah. It was our first time. Well, I don't know. I guess I'm telling the story. Well, why not?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
We went to a movie. We went to a movie, and I guess you still weren't entirely convinced that it was a date.
Oh, yeah. So I had no idea that anything romantic was happening before that.
It's just fucking crazy. Yeah. I just hang out at diners two in the morning.
You can't tell my vibe. I'm into you. Who knew?
I wasn't sure on my first date with Hennessy.
I
wasn't sure.
I was sure.
Yeah.
That I was trying to get some, but whatever, Dustin.
We hired Andrea. I still don't know if she works for us. You know what I mean? Like, she's not clear.
I think a movie date is like kind of, whatever. We go to a movie and I was the one who moved the popcorn in between us and like went in for the handhold.
She cut
the hole in the popcorn.
Yeah, exactly. And then I just
go ahead, my sweetheart.
And then I think at that point you realized it was a date. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you were thinking of doing it too, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Come on.
Right? You were going to do
so
it first,
worried. Right?
I'm not a weirdo here.
No. I was going to. I'm glad you did it first.
Yeah.
And then you showed me the drawing of a penis you had above your crotch.
I had a drawing of a penis from 10 Minute Mess. I had a Sharpie drawing of a dick on my midriff. And I was like, just in case you see my midriff or something, I just want you to know what this is.
It's not a frat thing. It's a fun thing I did to myself.
Yes. I'm a really fun person.
I wasn't punished. And like, this is all my choice.
And then you got to look at that dick in the face when you had sex with me. So
he's going down on you and he's staring right at this dick.
Yeah, right? That is a true romance.
Very funny.
Yeah. It was an icebreaker. But then we were walking towards the subway after the date and Dustin goes, we're at the station, and he goes like, oh, the ACE goes to my place.
No, that's not how it went. It was, you were like, so what are we going
to
do?
Oh, the trains. These trains go to my place.
Yeah, you're like, what are we doing? And I was like, well, this train goes to my place.
Right.
Like,
and no
like,
trains go anywhere else.
That's obviously in his weirdo head. He's like, I'm ending the date and I'm going to leave. In my head, which I think is the much more logical thing.
Sure.
You're asking me to go back to your place with you. So then I'm like, okay. Well, I mean, wow, that's bold, but I guess back to your place.
So during the walk, he keeps saying, so I make a left and that goes to my place. And you're just like, yeah, I'll follow you.
Sure. And then also these trains.
This is my place. This is my bed. This is my penis. Yeah.
when is she gonna leave?
You didn't think that I was gonna go back to your apartment, did you?
No.
That wasn't your intention?
No, not at all. It was, I need to get away from you before I ruin things.
He's still clean, though.
He still doesn't know how to get out of it. Yeah, he said, wait outside.
How clean.
How clean was your place?
It was probably awful.
It wasn't.
I do share that room with another boy.
Yeah.
So.
And he was not there, thank God. He was like, probably Dustin's furiously texting, get the fuck out. This woman is following me back to the apartment.
Being followed.
But you wanted it, though.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not a predator. I was being asked.
Tell me you wanted it. Tell them you wanted it.
Consent. Get your hands off my throat.
On our first date, we kept like making up other things to keep hanging out. Like, oh, you want to go to eat here? How about eating here? Like, but we just ate. Right. And so finally I was like, well, we can go eat at another place or we can go back to your place and watch HBO. And I don't know why I said HBO. And I thought there was a pause and I'm like, who says that?
Right?
Who invites other people to other people's places? I could have said anything else. And he was convinced he had like no space between that. He just said yes. And then was like, why did I answer so quick? Like all this shit was going on. And because I said HBO, we got to his place and I turned, he's like, oh, here's the remote. I turn it on. I'm like, there's what channel is your HBO? Cause it's not coming in. He's like, really? Oh, that's weird. Clickety clack, clickety clack. Bought HBO on the internet. Super cool. He's like, oh, that's weird. Try it again. Hit enter. And it's like, oh, it's working now. Oh, oh, good. Oh, I'm glad. And then from then on, him and like, he didn't have a roommate, but he had
but
like,
does he say you don't know what you want to watch?
She's like, I don't know, I'm not even into HBO anymore. What about something else?
How about Showtime? I was thinking Showtime. Goddamn it.
His next door neighbor was like, was able to catch some of the same, they were able to share internet. And so when he got HBO, she was like, score, we have HBO now. And he's like, I guess, like now I gotta pay for HBO. And I did not know about that story until that's like so 2 years into the relationship. I was like, you fucking lied. He's like, I don't know. You want to see HBO? I'm gonna get HBO. Like,
I love finding out after the fact stuff about what one person was thinking early in the relationship. I think it's so funny. And I'm always, I was curious as to like, what you why you thought I wasn't romantically interested in you. And then his roommates were like, you could totally fuck her, dude. Totally. And he's like, I want to date her. What? I'm making you look good. You're a gentleman.
For a pussy.
Yeah.
Sick.
So who says I love you first?
I did.
And how'd it go?
She said, ah!
To be fair to me, you just kind of threw it out there.
That's how else do you say it? Right. I'm going to say something.
I don't know. I wasn't. It was.
Sit down.
That would have been appreciated.
We're going to play Hangman.
Yeah.
There's only,
that's actually a good one.
Yeah, there's only all the letters except for two vowels are left.
You said Andrea, and I was working, and I kind of like looked over and was like, what? Because I wasn't expecting that. And then you said it, and I just was shocked.
It was a gut reaction. It was nice.
Wow! Do you keep looking at the computer like he just said this, like if it's Sex in the City, there's a narration going on, you know, and that is when I didn't know what to do.
Well, right,
I go, I love pizza, I love music, I love many things.
What did you say?
She actually said that though. She was like, I love lots of things.
No,
I
really am. Did you really? Oh my god,
what did I say? I don't remember.
He's telling you I love many things.
Uh-huh. You were like oh, I care for you. And then you were like,
and then
were,
she reached over and touched your arm. Okay.
She was like, you can leave. Yeah. That's good. No.
I didn't say that.
No, you didn't. She was very nice about it.
She just said, thing is, I have to work right now and forever.
She was like, that's nice.
I wasn't there yet. And I didn't want to say it back if that wasn't being honest. And I also haven't been in a serious relationship in a while, and I'm not used to that kind of thing. So
now, what did I just hear? I wasn't there yet.
Yes,
you've said it back.
I have said it back.
How much time went by from when he said it to when you said it?
I don't. Not long.
A week.
Yeah, but wow. But you can tell them how I said it.
I don't remember.
On the phone.
Good for you,
right.
Justin, no.
That's right. She said it before she hung up on me. That's right.
I actually did.
I love you. Did you just click?
Yes. That's exactly what happened.
Like, I love you. Click. And then she wouldn't answer my calls back.
What a weirdo.
It was like,
how's this charming, Dustin?
No, it was okay. You know when you're talking on the phone with someone you love and you go, okay, I'll talk to you later. I love you. Bye.
Mm-hmm, right.
I said that. It just flew out of my fucking face. Not that I don't feel that way, but it was instinctual. And then I hung up and was like, oh my God.
Is it weird that you kept hitting hang up?
Sure. And then I threw my phone into the trash.
And then I even like pounded my fist on the table in case that was a phone.
Extra hang up.
Then I got a job as a garbage worker and I took the garbage to the Staten Island dump. And then...
I blocked him on all social media.
I told all phone services not to sell to me. I'm an alcoholic, but in the version of phones. Yeah. I can't be trusted.
I got out of a bad relationship before Dustin. I've had a lot of bad relationships. And so I have been really happy with him, but also trying to take things slowly. Because,
and who hasn't though, right, Dustin? Who? Well, we were in bad relationships.
Yeah, I mean,
get your shit together.
It has to go. It has to go at my pace. You know, I don't know. I'm not.
It'd be funny if she was like, "Well, I only had good relationships before, right. And I just want to make sure."
Right.
At least reaches that stage. Yes.
I just don't. I'm slower to commit to serious relationships. I am.
When do you finally talk to each other? That day at all?
Yeah, I called him back right afterwards.
Oh, okay.
He texted me and said, "What was that last thing?" And I called him and was like, "I mean,
are you saying now, Dustin? Are you nervous she's going to take it back? Or are you saying it cute? Like, pardon me, I believe I missed something slower."
I was like, "I'm pretty sure you said something," and
I was right.
Yeah.
Wouldn't mind if to repeat that again for the cheap seats.
For the record. Can we get that from the record?
I've been recording you.
And then how do you say it?
You go ahead.
No, I mean, you were just like, "Yeah, you know, I love you," and it was very sweet.
I love you a lot.
It's like, say my name.
I love you, Dustin.
There we go. It's recorded. Uh-huh. Can't take it back.
Yeah, but she went like this. I love you, Dustin.
Right. If you look at the camera, you'll notice the Dustin didn't make it in the eyes, but okay, 3/4.
I'm uncomfortable with affection. Are you picking up on it? I just don't. I don't like PDA that much.
Does this happen? Andrea talks about if she'd be on dates before or something like this. And don't worry, they're all horrible apparently. But I picture you saying to her like, "You look beautiful today," and she goes,
"She goes, oh God!" And then she like puts her hand on my face.
Yes.
Oh, well, one time, Hennessy goes like, "Oh, you know, I really want to make love to you," or something like that. And I was like, "No, for the record, no, ew, no."
Yeah, ew. Like, get the fuck out of here with this.
I don't recall us doing that, and I don't recall me saying I wanted to.
I had sex with my wife, and it was nice and slow. And afterwards, we were like, "Wow!" And I said, "I just made love to you."
Gross.
Gotcha.
And don't you ever get any fucking ideas with that shit.
The first time he said, "I love you," he was like, "I love you. You don't have to say it back. I don't even want you to say it back. You will pause." And I was like, "All right, that's good."
I'm see,
like,
that's you know, how it's done, Dustin.
You know what I said back? I go, "Don't die." And I laughed.
That's great.
Don't die too much.
Yeah.
Don't die.
And then you called him and said, "See you later. Love you." Just kidding. Fuck. Oh, shit. Okay, well. Jammer. No, I did feel that way, and I am very happy. I'm just very weird about affection and compliments and
I agree
being
with
lovey-dovey.
You.
It's not my natural state, and so I'm a little weird about it.
Yeah, she hangs up on me, and I boop her nose when we're in public. So
that's his fucking move.
How would that go, Dustin?
Doing it.
Yes. I don't get how it goes.
Oh, fine.
Oh, nose to nose. Like the laziest Eskimos in town.
I hate it. He does it when we're on the train. He corners me. And I'm like, I know I can't hit you in public for this. So this is why you're doing it. You fucking emotional freak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You weirdo person that likes me, weirdo.
Uh-huh. Just a little emotional bully. Uh-huh.
Bully me with your affection, yeah. Dustin's a very sweet person. He's a good foil to
he is. I loved him as long as you have.
I kind of want to be late to your wedding out of principle.
Sure,
you should.
Wedding, yeah.
Right. I don't think I've been on time for one wedding in my life.
No. They're meant to be late for.
Running to a wedding is romantic, no matter whose wedding
it
is.
Right.
Whatever. Okay,
it's the audience that's running.
If you ever propose, I'll say yes as a goof, and then I'll leave you at the fair. Aisle.
Oh my, at the that's aisle.
Uh-huh. And I'll go, "Boop, I gotcha," and I'll run away.
And then I'll wait there for about 3 days.
Sure. Crumbling inside.
Then I'll leave a message. "Oh, somebody tripped on the way out. You missed it."
One time, Andrea was, she said she was coming over to my place. Like it was like a party or some small gathering or whatever. I got a text message from hours after this thing started. She's like, "Does it start at this time or this time?" I'm like, "It's over. What are you talking about?"
I sort of run at my own pace.
No.
Does this thing start, this thing tonight? Does it start next Thursday or next month? Oh, I missed it. Oh, but I checked in, right? Okay, French forever.
I live life in my own style and pace.
That's good. I don't think people should get used to people coming to parties on time.
Well, I think, yeah, I don't come to social things on time ever, yeah. But, you know.
What else is there?
There's work.
I go to, work and stand up and then, you know.
Yeah, I think at work we all come within the frame of on time.
Sure. That's true. Yeah.
There's a frame.
I remember being like, oh, this guy's great when... I was crying at a diner. We meet in diners a lot because I'm always out late. And
he said, suck it up.
Yeah. He said, suck it up, bitch. And then he spooked my nose.
Harder than usual.
Yeah. That is the tough love. No, this waitress kept bothering me to order. I'm like, I'm going to fucking order. And he just like handled it. And I was like, okay, good. Because that's a good moment when you're crying and you're emotional and it was just nice.
And it's going to be cute years from now when he says, I took her in the back and curb stomped her.
Like, good. I love that.
When I'm on trial for your murder, I guess it'd be part of the good part.
This was actually in my vows. It reminds me of this. In my vows was, okay, I remember one of our first dates, I had this long list of like everything I needed to do. And it was just like this pile on list and I would just cross it off. But I would have it on me all the time in case I needed to add anything or like whatever. We were in the car. And I was like, oh my God, I think I lost a piece of paper. I was like, and I said out loud by accident, we weren't even like close enough. I felt for this yet. I go, this is how I sleep at night because I have this piece of paper. If I don't have this piece of paper, like there's going to be too many thoughts, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was like, okay. He's like, don't worry, we'll find it. And there was this calmness about him that I'm like, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
A, you don't think I'm crazy. B, you're going to help me find it and not think I'm crazy at the same. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people could just be like, it's a piece of paper. You're going to sleep again. This is the dumbest thing you've ever said.
No.
Anyway, my vows were more succinct than that. But
I have something like this. I asked my wife, like, can you close the cabinet?
Oh my God.
And she's like, what? So then I get it. I get the whole vibe going. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me see each other's needs by constantly disrespecting one another.
Do you know why I said
similar to what I do here?
What I said that Keith should get this new place because I was looking at pictures and it only had two cabinet doors. Ah! So it's going to be okay.
It's all magnets.
It doesn't have floors, so the towels can't go anywhere. They shouldn't be.
You should have like his and her towels, but only for the reason that she can only use hers and put hers on the
floor. Oh, yeah, yeah. It'll definitely work. Yeah. Yeah. You'd label everything like weirdos, and as that will work all of a sudden. Dustin, do you have a job?
Yes.
We're a little concerned. Okay. Is it going well?
It's not going too great, but I'm trying to get out of it. I work at a movie theater.
Okay.
Oh, but he's about to edit your stand-up.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding. Well, good. Then who needs that job?
Yeah. Oh,
bye-bye, movies. Hello, big time.
Maybe $50,000. That'd be great.
What do you do? What do you do at the movie theater? What do you do?
I do pretty much everything. Like, I operate in the projectors.
Okay.
I handle the guests, clean theaters, stuff like that.
Do you see all the movies? Like, you can't help but see them?
I see most of them, yeah.
But, like, from the middle on?
Oh, yeah. I see the last minute, and I'm like, shit.
Every last minute when he's the projector, he goes, spoiler alert. Sorry, that was just for me.
Right. So he doesn't know that a movie's romance. You know what I mean?
You went to his job for your first date? Oh, yeah. Wait, he asked you for your job for his first date, so I get it.
I mean, you guys, maybe not see a comedy show or a movie. I don't want to blow your mind. I mean, we already cried at a diner, but there's got to be something else, right? It's got to be.
I don't know. We do. We cook together.
Okay.
What other date things do we do? We went to a museum.
We went to the botanical garden. Mm-hmm.
We have sex also.
Butt play.
Yeah.
Sodomy.
Yeah, right. I rape him. All the good things.
It's really rape, you know.
If I just lay there, isn't it?
Right.
Well, this is beautiful. Honest to God, during this half hour, I thought the relationship would fall apart. But you believe in what you're talking about. You're walking the walk, and congratulations.
Thank you for your blessing.
You have it.
From Father Malley himself.
And that is the personal part of Andrea's life. And now we're going to get to the work part. So far, so good.
All right.
There you have. What's up?
Hey.